Proclamation number 8018 of 14th of October, 1961. God's care for his vineyard workers. I also want to guide you earthly, and you can always be sure that I will direct your thoughts correctly as long as you are inwardly united with me through prayer and activity of love, through thoughts turned towards me. I will arrange everything for you. Even if you seem to be the executors, yet I know what will always serve you best, and I also know in which way you can best serve me. And thus only ever rely on me, who cares for you spiritually and physically like a father. The spreading of my word is of extraordinary importance, and I will always make sure that it is not interrupted if you yourselves are of the same will. For the time is only a short when I can address people directly through you who give me the opportunity to do so. The people I can thus address myself now also enter into contact with me, which is not just an external form but a living one. Only when I speak to them do they become aware of my presence. They enter into the relationship of a child to its father. They seriously occupy themselves with thoughts about their purpose in life on earth. They come alive. And they will also mostly maintain the once entered into bond, because they have only now found the right purpose in life since they recognized my word as the Father's voice. And therefore it is particularly important that the word from above is spread amongst people. After all, I want to be able to speak to them myself so that they will experience the strength of my word. And thus I myself will do everything to make this spreading possible, yet always respecting your free will, because I would never force you to serve me against your will. But I know about your will which applies to me. And thus my concern is also for you, whom I have loved since the beginning. Just submit your will to mine, and truly, you will be guided on all your paths. After all, you came to earth for the sake of a mission which concerns the work of salvation for humanity before the end of the earth. Every day shall still be used for this work of salvation, yet time is hastening, and soon the time allotted to the spiritual being, which now walks across earth as a human being for the purpose of passing the last test of will have expired. And during this time much shall still be done to the unredeemed souls, and I myself pour out grace upon grace in order to counteract the raging of my and your enemy. I come to each one of you and speak to you, and I bring you my word as a particularly effective gift of grace which truly has the power to change you if you accept it without resistance, move it in your heart and thereby become active. Then you will evaluate the gift of grace and you will have a great spiritual gain. And because I know how important the transmission of my word from above is and how necessary people need my direct address, I also bless all my vineyard laborers who make this address possible for me, who spread my word and are only ever active in my will. And I myself will also always create new opportunities which serve the spreading of my word. I will always ensure that the right vineyard laborers come together, for my spirit will bring you together, which knows each individual's will and accordingly also gives each individual the right instructions. Believe that I need all of you for this work of salvation in the last days before the end. Believe that I will also give each one of you the strength to be a faithful co-worker for me. For many are indeed called, but I can choose only a few to work for me and my kingdom. But these few can always be certain of my protection and my blessing. For the time is hastening and soon the end of this earth will come. And then the work of salvation must also be finished so that the few who are of good will still have found me. Amen.